Michael Burns is an academic director at the Mass Maritime Academy in Bourne. He's looking out from the bridge of a 600-foot tanker.
Right now, we're approaching Boston Harbor. So off to our starboard side, we're looking at Logan Airport. Just on the left, or the port bow, you'll see the Tobin Bridge.
Except, we're not really approaching the harbor. We're in a high-tech simulator at Mass Maritime that replicates the experience of being on the bridge of a ship. The panoramic views are so realistic, Burns says it makes some visitors seasick.
Your exercise has been started.
Today, Burns is running an exercise that simulates an encounter with a right whale.
So the first thing we want to do is detect it visually, and then see if it's going to be in our path, and if so, what we need to do to avoid it.
Burns is reducing our speed to 10 knots, turning the wheel slowly. We watch the whale pass by our port side. It dips out of view for a moment before we see it safely past our stern.
Mission accomplished.
This simulation ended well, but increasingly, it's not going that well for right whales in the wild. Earlier this month, more than a dozen environmental advocacy groups wrote a letter to the Canadian government. They asked for more surveillance flights and wider speed restriction zones. Their recommendations relied on a paper by Sarah Sharp. She's a veterinarian with the International Fund for Animal Welfare. She studies carcasses of whales who've died from vessel strikes.
So there are a number of cases of whales that either had half of their tail cut off completely or their entire tail cut off completely. So that whale basically could not swim, could not get to the surface, could not take a breath. So that animal is going to die, unfortunately drown, from those injuries.
She's seen right whales who've died from punctured chest cavities, broken spinal columns, and fractured skulls. In the last 2 years, there have been 11 whale carcasses found in Canadian waters where the cause of death could be determined. 7 of them died from vessel strikes. But in Cape Cod Bay, where many right whales spend their winters, there have been significantly fewer vessel strike deaths. Sharp says a number of factors make prevention more difficult in Canada.
I think a lot of it just has to do with the overlap between whales and vessels. So we've kind of adapted things in and around Cape Cod and in other parts of the U.S. so that whales and vessels have a lower likelihood of interacting with one another. And in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, which is a huge shipping mecca, it's something where there's a lot of ships going in and out, and now there are a lot of whales.
All of these animals, all of this wildlife experiences ship collisions for the same reasons that we end up hitting deer on highways, which is that we don't control where wildlife goes.
That's Sean Brilliant, a biologist with the Canadian Wildlife Federation.
We can only control where we go, and as a result, there seems to be inevitably some conflict.
That conflict is in part because whales don't seem to be getting out of the way of boats.
Why don't they dodge? Nobody really knows. The likely answer is that they've never had to dodge anything in their evolutionary history. They've never taught to dodge anything. And in order to learn from a bad experience, you need to survive. And very few of them survive from these types of collisions.
And Michael Burns, the ship captain from Mass Maritime, says marine vessels just aren't maneuverable the way cars are. For one thing,
ships don't have brakes. We can do things to slow down as quickly as we can. But even so, it can sometimes take, under the best circumstances, 2 or 3 ship lengths, or in some cases, maybe even miles for a ship to slow down.
Also, Burns says whales don't show up on most electronic charts or radar screens because they're so close to the surface. And at night, it's extremely difficult to spot dark animals in dark waters. But these have always been factors. So why are vessel strike deaths increasing now? Tomorrow, in part 2, we'll talk about how climate change has driven right whales directly into what might be the most dangerous shipping lanes in the world. For WCAI, I'm Eve Zukoff.